Rating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Doing a little bit of last second preparation here. I hate to call this a show because it's not a show. I got a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff today for us to talk about. Appreciate all of you being with us. Appreciate those of you been lifting us up in prayer. Well, we are over the target. Whoever dreamed when we would go to the Serpent Mound and we would offer a simple prayer, spiritual warfare prayer, actually, that we would run into what we've run into here. It's been. I heard from Newsweek magazine yesterday, several newspapers. None of them, of course, designed to make us look good. And I don't know how we ever. You never know, do you, folks? You never know. I'm kind of here at the last minute. I got kind of distracted as I was. I did a little Google search here, Mike. If you could, let's go to. I want to open up with it. I got a lot with you. Stay with me today, all right? Stay with us here today. I'm sorry, Mike. Go to Matthew chapter. No, let's go to. There's several different places I could go. Let's go to Mark chapter 5, if we could, real quickly, Mike. And we're over the target. My email inbox has been flooded with some pretty amazing stuff. And as I said to my wife, or as Michelle said to me, we just went to the park and prayed. We just went to the park and prayed. Who would have ever thought that something as simple and as innocent as that would cause such a great commotion? Now, we know this. The enemy's watching the show, so they're picking up all this stuff. They knew that we were coming. But I want to share with you just what's on my heart here this morning, so if y'all understand. This is Mark chapter 5, and you can find this story. I hate to use that term. You can find this in Luke. You can find it also in Matthew. I think it's Matthew chapter 8. Jesus with the Gadarenes, meeting the demons at the Gadarenes. I think there's something to see here. They came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And I did a Google search this morning, and Gadarene means reward at the end. The Gadarenes were a reward at the end. And when he was come out of the ship, and immediately there met him out of the tombs. Where were we? Can anybody tell me where we? Where were we? Out of the tombs. Immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Holy smokes. Who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him. No, not even with chains. Because that he had been often bound with do you have any idea how many people we run into, you run into in your daily walk, who are bound with fetters and chains and don't even know it? Folks, this is a spiritual picture. This isn't a physical picture. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, and neither could any man tame him. And always at night, day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying, cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, oh yeah, he ran and worshiped him. And he cried with a loud voice, said, What are I to do with you, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. From the time we started praying in that parking lot, torment broke out amongst the demons. Can anybody say amen? You don't have to say amen. Anybody that was there, anybody seen the video? From the time we began to call out the name of the Lord, torment.
Amen.
For he said unto them, come out of that man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, he says, what's your name? He said, my name is a whole lot of them. That's my name, whole bunch of them inside me. I'm legion. He besought him how much that he would not send them away out of the country. In fact, they didn't even want us on their territory, did they? Some of them are watching right now. A lot of them are watching right now. A lot of them are watching. Yeah, they are. Now there was nigh unto the mountains a goat herd of swine feeding. And all of those devils besought him, saying, send us into those pigs, will you? And forthwith Jesus said, okay, dudes, go. And the unclean spirits, what are those of my dear Bible friends? And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 of them. And they were all choked in the sea. And they that fled the swine and went in the city and told everybody what had happened. And the world went out to see what it was that was done. We were over the target. And I want to say this for anybody who's maybe picking up, watching this for the first time. we went to the Serpent Mound because we believe it to be a dwelling place of the dead. Dead spirits, evil spirits. We had no idea that the Native Americans were going to show up. We knew it was a high holiday for the demonic world. We understood that December 20th. We understood that. We didn't have any idea what we were about to step our toe into. My wife said to me earlier today, or just this morning, she said, just over a prayer. If you check out any of the media and pick it up, it was all over the media here locally. And, you know, of course, they want to make us look like the bad guys. Hey, folks, let me ask you a question. Can a non-Christian site be sacred? What do you think, Silver? Can a non-Christian site be sacred? No. No, don't say sacred to them. We follow Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life, the embodiment of truth, the embodiment of love, Jesus Christ. He is the one. Is there any sacred place outside of Jesus Christ? Mike, Google through Webster's sacred, if you could. Pull Mr. Webster and look up sacred. Go ahead, Silver. I see you there.
I was going to say that. Hold on.
They would say sacred to them. Hey, marijuana is sacred to some people.
That's true.
A bunch of women is sacred to some people, right? Go ahead, Joe.
It all depends on your definition of sacred as well.
That's right.
And it's something that's held in reverence. Let's see your definition.
Go ahead and read that for us there, Silver.
All right. Sacred could be holy, cursed, or damnable.
Were you seeing that?
We here see the connection between the sacredness and secrecy. The sense is removed or separated from that which is common, vulgar, polluted, or open, public, and a curse is separated from society or the privileges of citizens. It's holy, pertaining to God or to his worship. Separated.
Hang on, Joe. It can be holy. It's not always holy, right? To the devil's crew, it ain't holy, brother. It's sacred, but it ain't holy. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Separated from common secular uses and consecrated to God and his service as a sacred place, a sacred day, a sacred feast, a sacred service, and sacred orders. Proceeding from God and containing religious precepts, as the sacred books of the Old and New Testament. Narrating or writing facts respecting God and holy things as a sacred historian. Relating to religion or the worship of God, used for religious purposes as sacred songs, sacred music, sacred history. Consecrated, dedicated, devoted, with two, a temple sacred to the Queen of Love, entitled to reverence, venerable. Poet and saint to thee alone were given the two most sacred names of earth and heaven.
Hey, Joseph. Hey, folks. Can an unrighteous place be sacred? Oh, yeah. Is a sacred place necessarily righteous? No, is it? Is it? Words have meaning. Now, the question that we have to understand is, has Jesus Christ called us to put other religions on equal footing with Jesus Christ? Folks, this is so simple. This is so, so simple. People have the right to consider whatever they want to be sacred. You can declare anything you want to be sacred. That doesn't mean righteous, holy, and God-breathed. None of that does, right? And so when the Indians or whoever would call this place sacred, that does not mean righteous. And the question is, maybe I hadn't thought this through when we went down there. Are we, as Christians, called to do what? To go to those dark, sacred places and do spiritual warfare? I'm going to just stop right there a minute. I'd like to hear from some of you. Are we, because my email box is filled up with emails from people telling me we did not respect their sacred site.
Coach, I laugh right at that.
Well, it's the heart of the debate. And can I tell you this? Many, 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 many of the emails are from Christians.
Coach, I'm not going to try to defend you.
Thanks.
Because if you're biblically wrong, then you're wrong. But let's look at the scripture. What did the Lord tell Gideon to first do? Tear down his father's what? Asheroth poles. Brother, all through when I look at scripture, the Lord doesn't say, look, just leave that place alone. He has always told the Israelites to tear down those altars, those Baal worship centers, brother. And so you know what? They should be lucky that's all you did go to do is pray.
Hey, Dale, how about all of how about all the statues the other side is pulling down, right? Nobody talking about statues of George Washington being sacred or Christopher Columbus being sacred. Why is it only the devil's team is allowed to have their sacred places protected? And by the way, we did not do one natural point of damage any place in that park, nor was it ever our intentions. Yeah, what happened? Oh, my goodness. Legion arose. Did he not?
Where are the same Christians when Chief Justice Roy Moore had his 10 commandments removed from his courthouse? Pansy polywags that are sitting in their basement sending you those emails.
You know what the problem is, guys, girls? You know what the problem is? We have yet to realize and refuse to accept the fact that we are at spiritual war. We've still not accepted that. We have not come to the realization that our enemies want to destroy us, destroy Christianity, wipe us off the face of the earth. And our only opposition has been to say, well, we just love them. We saw how that worked for us on Sunday, did we not? Just to love them. We saw how that worked. Why, if we're just to love them, why does the Bible say in Ecclesiastes there's a time for war? Oh, I get it. Old Testament, right? Old Testament. Go ahead, Stephanie. She says her hand's up. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm catching a lot of flack, and I want to put on here. I came from paganism and shamanism, like literally. I literally woke up every morning and gave homage to the sun, and literally every day did my thank you with the elements and to Great Spirit. So I understand where my part is too. Everything I say doesn't always come out right. We literally went there just to pray.
We went to pray.
I knew it was going to be a hot spot. And you know what? I would love to be able to sit down with some of that guy if he would have been in the right state of mind. But, you know, you can't be anything nice when they came at us. And I like the way that they started it. They didn't say anything about his MF in us. All we were doing was praying.
As we literally praying, MF, right?
With curses. How do you want me to come at you as a human, regardless of whatever, with respect, when all I was doing was praying to my Great Spirit, my God, my creator of all of the earth, of everything on it, and you want me to respect you? Well, I come from this, and I'm being bold, and I'm getting threats. I live this. I worship that, and I'm speaking up for Jesus now because I was used. I was used. I did your sage, and I did your energy healing, and I thought, and you used me. Your Great Spirit, your serpent God, are you listening to me, you out there on the right side? I was used by you. I was hurt. I almost died. I've hurt people, and I repented to Jesus, and this is why I personally, myself, me, stand up and say stuff, and it may always not always be right, and it may rub people wrong. This is why, though, you can't You can't even, we did the best we could and just tried to walk through and pray. And I just had to say that I came from that. And so I am passionate about this and I'm angry and I'm praying. I pray for all those people there. You're being misled. You're praying to something that is going to eat you and destroy you. And this is why I stand up. This is why after Michelle did her Psalm 91, I was screaming Psalm 2. Why did the heathen rage? You are misled.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Amen. I had to get that off my chest. Thank you, Mark, Jesus. Thank you,
Mark,
Coach.
Mark Collier, come on in, Mark.
Hey, first of all, Stephanie, I haven't met you yet, but praise God for you. You are such a weapon in this fight when you guys Amen. Go down and do that type of stuff. Dobby, I know you don't care, but as far as all the Christians attacking you and email and all that kind of stuff, they're the same ones that are saying, you know, God has promised he will be with you wherever you go, and he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And to them, I say, why is he with you? If you're just going to sit at home on your couch and do nothing, then you don't need him with you. You're just sitting there. You're safe. There's nothing strange. There's nothing bad going to happen to you. You're just sitting there watching your football game on TV or whatever it is you're doing. You don't need God with you. So God did go with you guys.
He was.
Those guys were not upset at all. You guys could have went down there, hung out all day long, and they would have never said a word. As soon as you guys started praying, that's when that spirit welled up in that guy. That's when he got upset. That tells you guys, and you already know it. You don't need to hear it from me. You were over the mark. You were down there doing what the Lord called you to do, and you guys did a great job down there. So be encouraged by another Christian that wasn't down there with you guys. I'm 100% behind you guys. You're doing everything the way you're supposed to. Everywhere you see evil, you're going and you're pointing it out and you're ripping it down, and that's what you're supposed to do. God bless all you guys.
Thanks, Mark. And spiritual warfare is real, folks. It's real. Come on in, Craig.
Hey, Coach. Hey, I just put one thing in chat there. People can look it up. And I'm getting ready to put the next one part of it in. The Archibald, B.A. Ball, you know, Ball of the God, B.A.L., yeah. Who was of child sacrifice, was put on our National Mall on September of 2018. Also, the people that were behind that took that to the G7, the New York at the United Nations meeting. This arch, which is symbolic of evil, made its world tour, okay? And what it is, if the ISIS destroyed it in Syria, so they made a replica of it, and they use it as a UNESCO, you know, national heritage type thing. And they don't even go back in and understand the symbolism. So I'm putting a couple things in the chat you can pull up or people can look at. But, you know, you can use that in your defense, too. You can say, hey, where were you about child sacrifice when the Archibald was sitting on the National Mall?
Yep,
you know, if you want to be so righteous on us, let's be righteous on everybody.
Yeah. See, thanks, Craig. See, I don't apologize. We're out in front. I couldn't care less about the pagans, okay? I couldn't care less. My bone to pick is with Christians. It's unbelievable how ignorant we are, man. It's just unbelievable. Come on in, Alan. Then Glenn, go ahead.
Coach, man, I tell you, can you imagine the pushback that if you started an escapade or a march to tear those daggum devils down under that Congress rotunda and tear that Queen of Heaven off the top of that federal Capitol building? Could you imagine the blowback you'd get then?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. They can take Jesus down, though, right? They can burn churches. They can pull down statues up. Folk, oh, come on, man. See, they use Christianity against us. I get advice. I get more advice from non-Christians on how a Christian ought to behave. You ought to scroll through my emails. It's amazing. Come on in there, Glenn.
Well, I just wanted to piggyback on what Pastor Dale said. We have a template. We have an example. If you look at 2 Kings chapter 23, Josiah, who was 8 years old when he became king, all right, he commanded the priest, okay, to go into the temples and take out all of those idols and go to the high places and pull all those, you know, those things down. Right. So we have the example set already in Scripture to follow.
Hey, Glenn, if you could, would you please send me a copy of what you read? I want to share that on the show. The copy of what you read when we were down there, Glenn, if you can put it out in some kind of form and get that thing to me. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We'll great. Because it was really, really good. So folks, listen, I didn't mean to come out so hot this morning, but I think it's important that we understand the manifestation. See, that's what I was reading about in the Gadarenes, the manifestation of the demons. And folks, I'm not making this up. My emails, see, the left is really, really organized. The God haters are really, really organized. And they send me email after, and it all says the same thing. It's all the same thing. And it's written like it's from a Christian, see. But, you know, if you have a discerning eye and ear, you understand that's not from a Christian. Got a bunch of them. But we got one up on the screen that Mike shared with me today. We got a death threat. Death threat. Got a death threat. Mike's got it up on the screen from Chief Red Cloud. What's he say? My dad taught me to, hey, Chief, I hope you're watching. I hope you're watching, Chief. Because the FBI is going to be knocking on your door here real soon, bud. My dad taught me to hit the dead center of a bullseye from 700 yards with a 308 British bet. Bet I can give you a full frontal lobotomy, you disgusting Christian, from 100 yards. Huh? Hey, Chief, that's not very loving, tolerant, diverse.
Hey, Chief.
You don't want us to do anything in this spiritual war. You want us to sit on our hands and pray, and you want to shoot innocent people from 600 yards, 700 yards away just because they want to pray.
He's a coward, Coach.
Well, Vinny, 700 yards away, 7,000 yards away, 7,000 yards away, right? Right? Folks, this is serious stuff. Why? Because these guys are of their father, the devil. Do you understand that? Hey, do you understand this, church? Ooh. That they're of their father, the devil, and the work of their father they will do. Do you understand that? Folks, do you understand this? You understand that we're not in relationship, we're not in spiritual relationship with the dark side. Yeah, don't you get it? Don't you get it?
Coach.
Come on in, Randy. Come on in, Randy. Is it Randy? Come on in.
No, this is Mike.
Go ahead, Mike, then Randy.
You're teaching us offense, and Chief Red Cloud is from New Hampshire. In fact, we are pretty sure we can get right down to his house.
Yeah, we know right where he lives, don't we?
We can find out where he lives. And talked with you this morning. We are going to be calling the FBI, and he's probably going to be getting a visit.
Yeah, good. Hey, Chief, they're coming your way. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I'm really, this is encouraging to me. This means to me that this ecclesia church that we're all looking for and talking about, it is really starting to come alive. Because, Coach, look at the past. In the past 40 or 50 years, the church has never stepped out and done anything like this because, for one reason, they were too dumb to. Okay, Coach, the true church that Jesus talked about that would kick the you-know-what out of the gates of hell, this is what's happening now. This is the real ecclesia coming forward, because one thing, Coach, they don't even know what happened with the Watchers and the Giants, and they don't even want to talk about it. That is not in their thinking. So guess what? You have to identify your enemy before you can deal with them. That's why the church, they don't even see them as their enemy. We do. We understand that. Thank God.
Hey, Randy, it's not that we don't care about their souls. Listen, hang on a minute. Hang on. Let me ask this. I was never in the military. Okay. I never was, but there are guys who are in here. I would assume, I don't know for a fact, who have probably in military conflict taken the lives of other people. Probably have done that. And soldiers who did that, whatever, probably were conflicted in some way. I would imagine, first of all, drawn down and killing the first guy because he's a human being. He has a mother and a father and children. Maybe, I mean, to actually draw down and shoot somebody, that's a tough thing to do, right? That's a tough thing to do. Well, folks, just the same way, without guns, without bullets, without knives, this is a spiritual war. This is a spiritual war. They are the enemy, folks. If I was in Vietnam, which I wasn't in Vietnam, I didn't try to love the Vietnamese or the Viet Cong. I didn't try to love them. I didn't send them cookies. I didn't go over and bake them cakes. I didn't go over and give them steak sandwiches. They were the enemy. I didn't love that enemy. I fought that enemy. You went, come on. We fought the enemy. We fought the enemy. Why? Because we love our brothers. We love our brothers and our sisters. We are in a spiritual war that is manifesting itself in the natural realm. Can't you see this? Can't you see that Chief Red Cloud's only option is not to pray for us, but to kill us? Can't you see it? Can't we see what's going on? Can't we shake our head out of the clouds and understand this spiritual war that we're raging in? Can't we see it? Glenn, you're still up there. Did you want to come back in? I don't know whether you just didn't close out or not. Your hand's open. It doesn't matter. Anybody else?
Sorry.
I'm going to say something.
Look at this. Look who showed up.
Give me a hat. Yay, Michelle. I just wanted to tell you, Christians.
We love you.
You fake, stupid Christians out there. There were four women. And we just came to pray to Jesus Christ. That's all we came to do, was pray and lift up the name of Jesus. And we were called MFers, left and right. That one guy, you MFers. Hey, Christians, if that were your wife, your mom, your sister, how would you take it? Four old ladies praying to Jesus and were cussed up and down the lane by that guy. No respect at all. We were just praying to Jesus. And you fake, stupid Christians that call and say, what we did was awful. We lifted up the name of Jesus and were called MFers left and right. Why don't you ask me and get the truth? That is the truth. That guy had no respect for anything.
Get down here where they can see your pretty face.
So I am so mad at you fake Christians. Shut your mouth. I can lift up Jesus wherever I want to, and I shouldn't be called an MFer by some whatever demon possessed man. Get your act together and shut your mouth. That's all I have to say.
Whoa.
Thank you, Michelle. Amen. Thank you, Michelle.
Amen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if a bunch of Muslims have been treated like that? A bunch of Muslims have been sworn at. Can you imagine that? Why do we as Christians sit back and say, oh, well, we'll just turn the other cheek? Yeah, turn the other cheek against a personal offense. Folks, we're in war. We're in war for Christianity. Can't you see it? Lord help us. Who wants in here now? Jeff, come on in, Jeff.
It takes a lot for Michelle to get mad.
Oh, brother. Don't get on the wrong side of her.
That's for sure.
She's right, isn't she? She's right. Look, I don't care about the pagans emailing me. I couldn't care less about the pagans. The Christians, you wouldn't believe the stuff we're hearing from Christians. Go ahead, Jeff.
Last night, Church in the Garage, Pastor Bill asked the question, what's the least thing used in the human body? We're all looking at him. He said the memory, memorization. He said they're taking this nation and getting everybody to forget our history, everything from the Bible to the statues, forget all history. And he went through the scriptures and he talked about teaching the young kids and training them up and what we got to do. And he went through all of it. And I said, so part of it, I opened up to Psalms 91. Because we got a guy now, Pastor Bill wants him to get back to memorization of some scriptures. This guy wants to teach us a little class. Because Christians don't know it. They don't know the history out of the Bible, the actual history. So I said, listen here, guys. I read Psalms 91. I went zipping through it pretty quick. I said, do you see how long that is? I said, I just witnessed a woman stand at the serpent mounds and recite that without with her Bible closed. I said, Michelle went through that whole chapter, 16 verses, and had that on her heart. And I told him about the demons stirred up, and they started getting louder, and Michelle picked it up another volume. I said, that was the best part of the whole trip to the Serpent Mounds. Amen. She memorized 91.
Jeff, that was great. Mike, pull that up there. We're gonna it's the Bobby Lee. Hey, listen, I just had a thought hit me as my little Davey came down here. You know, folks, what if – come on now. Are you listening to me?
Morning, Davey.
What if this was really a real, real physical war? Those of you who are veterans out there, what if you were in a real physical war, whether it be in Vietnam or the Gulf War, wherever it would have been, and you found out that there was an ordnance being launched from a specific area there in the Gulf War? That specific ordnance that was being launched was launched at your family or your friends or your comrades in arms. And you knew it. And you said, look, they're right over there. What'd they call that? The pill nest? Isn't that what they used to call that back when I was watching combat? Didn't those machine gun guys get in a pill nest and hunker down and shoot from there? What's that?
Pillbox.
A pillbox, right? Well, what if the Serpent Mount's a pillbox? And they're shooting out ordnance at your family and your friends and your nation and your God. It's a pillbox. It's an ordnance. It's a place where they're firing weapons at us. And we know it. And we go and we try to do what? We try to take it out. We try to break the bands. We try to loose them. We try to make inactive their weaponry. And we're wrong for doing that. We're wrong. If it was Vietnam, I'd be a hero. They'd be giving me medals. They'd be pinning stuff on my chest. And Christians are telling us what? Oh, you guys, you have to respect them. You respect them. Oh, show some respect, Christians. It's all about our mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, can I follow up on that, Coach? It's me. The cowardice, do-nothing Christian church, along with these cowardice, weak, pathetic public schools, have taught us for decades to do nothing. Lay down. They tell our kids to lay down in the face of the bully. And when you got strong, aggressive Christian men stepping in the face, punching them in the face, that's so foreign to them that we are just to continue to lay down at the feet of the bully. It's not going to happen now or ever in the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, Bobby, the good thing is we didn't punch anybody in the face. We didn't have to. We didn't attempt to punch anybody in the face. But the thing was, they knew we would. They knew we would. I don't know if I can paint a better example than the pillbox. I don't know if we can, they were going to launch ordnance. I don't know if you say that word plural or not. They were going to launch bombs. They were going to launch arrows. They were going to launch weapons at Christian people from that spot. And Christians, oh my goodness, criticize us for going and taking out that pillbox. Hey, Mike, go ahead. Somebody come on in. Mike, I think.
Coach, do you know why they called them pillboxes?
Hey, Mike, hang on a second, Dale. Mike, go to where it says 23,000 views and go to 6.2, Mark. I'm sorry, go ahead, Dale.
Let's really squeeze people's hearts here. The reason why they called them pillboxes is because the cachet of saying we're about to deliver a dose to take care of a problem. This is why they called them pillboxes. The same thing when we were in Iwo Jima, when our fighters went up on that hill, we look at that flag that they lift up in Washington, D.C., that statue. Those soldiers would burn them Japanese out of those holes. They would take the flamethrowers with no mercy. But these little Christian Americans would applaud that, but they don't want to applaud what you were doing. I rebuke him in Jesus' name.
Okay, so let's watch Michelle destroy a pillbox. You want to watch Michelle? You want to watch Michelle launch some ordinance? Go ahead and play this.
You are my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him where I trust. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of the pestilence. He will cover thee with his feathers, and under his truth thou shalt trust. His truth is thy shield and buckler. Do not be afraid for terror by night, nor for the pestilence that comes in the darkness, nor for the destruction that comes at noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at his side, and 10,000 at his right hand, and shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Thy eyes only shall behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made thy God, which is thy refuge, even the Most High. No evil shall befall any one of us, and our families, and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. An angel shall keep charge over him, and keep him in all thy ways. And thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and dragon, and the young lion and dragon thou shalt trample under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. The Lord will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in time of trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy his children. Amen.
Incoming! Incoming! That's what they should have been yelling. And they don't do that. Incoming! Incoming! Have you ever seen off the one of the sirens? Huh? They want to see you. Come over here. Look here. You've seen. There you go. Go ahead.
For all you fake Christians who live in this world, Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in the day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have we not cast out devils? And in your name have we not scolded Coach Dave Dobmeier and all the warriors? We really got to them. We told them that they shouldn't be praying in your name. And in your name, we have done many wonderful works. And you know what Jesus is going to say to you people who have done this? And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. These are the scariest words in the Bible. Depart from me, you that work iniquity.
I never knew you.
Amen.
Christians who have done all this stuff and are complaining. Because we pray to God, you had better read this. He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you.
Come down so they can see.
Because you are committing iniquity. You're not following God's precepts and statutes. You better read this and repent for all that you have done.
That's amen, Michelle. I tell you, you stirred the beehive.
Hey, Christians, you better look back at that verse is all I can say.
Amen.
So what did Elijah tell the Israelites on Mount Carmel after God answered by fire? Did he say, all right, go over there and open up your Bibles and read it to them false prophets over there? What did he do? He said, all right, Israel, now that you know that the Lord is God, now take out your sword and kill every one of them and make sure not one of them survive.
Mm. Oh, boy, boy. Okay.
Michelle should have wore your outfit this morning, Coach.
Yeah. Michelle, I should have given her the job. Listen, folks, listen, I want you to know this. We know what the war is about. And I'm not here today, Michelle and I and David, we're not here whining and moaning and complaining, saying, whoa, are we? If you're getting that message from us, I'm sorry. That's not our message. Our message is to the weak-kneed Christians out there who don't understand. I couldn't care less what the pagans write to me. I couldn't care less. It doesn't matter, not one bit. But when I receive emails from Christians, what kind of Christianity are you following? What are you reading? What are you hearing? How can you not recognize what's going on around us? That's what cooks my gizzard. That's what gets me. Whoever, come on in. Craig, you've been waiting a while. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Coach, pull up Acts 17:16-34. And this is a piece of advice. Ponder it. All you need to do is copy that verse, send it back to whoever sends the email. Also send them the link that I put in there at the bottom in the chat there, which talks about the Acropolis and all that, And then also take him up to Acts 17:11 about be a Berean. And it says, go through the scriptures daily and see if these things be so. All right. That's all you got. Give him the word back and say, we're walking as God has called us, and we want you to join us.
Amen. Okay, Craig, I got to one of those places on my screen where I lost there. Okay, now I'm back there. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Somebody, let's see. Tim, Naomi, they got your hand up. Come on in.
Hey, I want to tell you, the churches are warring up. The last pastor we had 3 years ago called a meeting of all the leadership, and we were part of the leadership at the time because there was something killing too many people, and they were going to do something about it in January, the first of January. Come to find out, what happened was one person committed suicide over finances, and another person put himself in jail because he nearly killed his wife over finances. And so the pastor had gotten a contract with Dave Ramsey to come in and kick off the annual financial rally that they do every January. So, hey, they're warrioring up. Hello.
Yeah. We can keep going. I got a lot of good stuff to share with you today. I let you guys get it off your heart. Go ahead, Jeff, now you're up.
You know how many times that I've been threatened? I'm going to get my gun and shoot you.
Yeah.
It's only times that when I preach the word of God, I get a helicopter flying over. I get trucks honking their horn. I get all this noise. Well, when I'm quiet and don't talk about Christ, nothing happens.
So in other words, Jeff, they cry peace, peace when there is no peace. Is that what it is? Is that what the American church is doing? Crying peace, peace where there is no peace. Boys and girls, we're at war. Come on in, Silver.
To the normal American church, this word from the Lord. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Depart from me. I never knew you.
Mm-hmm. Joseph, even though they were doing all that great mercy ministry, right? Laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover.
Doesn't matter. Unless you have a walking relationship, spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ, you ain't going to win.
I think, Joseph, hang on. I'll get you in a second here. I think one of the greatest examples of, listen, I'm speaking to you right now, whoever you are, I'm speaking to you right now. If you look at what we did and see evil, you are lost. You are about as lost as a person can be. If you look at what we did of going to this battleground and firing ordnance, spiritual ordnance, on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you see that as unchristian, dude, you're lost, man. You are totally and completely lost. Come on in, Alan.
If anybody in the queue has never seen a devil manifest, if they've never been around anything what you guys experienced, if they've never been in a church service where the preacher's been preaching and devils manifest out of an individual, just build you a little cross. It don't have to be big, 3 or 4 feet tall. Go stand out on the road. And if you want to see some devils manifest, if you've never witnessed it, that's all you got to do. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to hold up a sign. You don't need a big megaphone. You don't have to say a bumbling word. You can kneel down next to that cross, and you'll get so cussed out, stuff thrown at you. You can't even imagine. I'm telling you, I've already seen it happen. I've been there and done that.
Amen. Amen. Go on, Clay.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
This is Larry. You know, Christians are not the ones sending you those emails.
No, they're not.
Complaining about it. It's the ones that, like Joe was just talking about. It's the wannabes. Now, some of them may actually want to be Christians, but they never get enough information from their pastors and from their pastors and their satanic social clubs to become real Christians. But the thing is we need to stop calling those imposters. Don't call them Christians.
Proverbs 18:13. Mike, pull that up there real quick. This has become almost a life verse for me. I sent this out I don't know how many times yesterday. Proverbs 18, verse 13. I got to figure out how to find my way back onto the screen. Proverbs 18:13. I don't know where is this thing? Oh, there it is. There, I think I can get you. Now let's go here. Oh my goodness, I hate this thing. Okay,
get up now, coach. Proverbs
18:13. This is to listen, folks. In Christian love, I say this to all of us in the queue because we are all guilty of this. Remember a week ago when we all lost of our faith because of bar and remember all that, right? Verse 13 says, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. In other words, emotional reactions without having all of the details is folly and a shame.
Yes.
And we got to quit doing that, man. We have got to quit doing that. Doing what? Answering a matter before we hear it all.
Amen.
It's killing us.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
I'd really like to say that this is Cindy. Rabbi Kahn, a few years back, was in another country, and the Lord told him to go up to this mountain, and he had to go and take the land for the Lord. Basically. And I don't remember the whole story. I just listened to it last week. And when he went up there, it was taken over by some kind of a warlock. It was, I can't remember the degree of witchcraft, but the bottom line was he had to go up there and pray and take the land for the Lord. And after that, and here's the key, the king, it wasn't a president. I don't know. I can't remember what country. I'll get my facts straight. But the guy got saved. The guy that ran the country got saved. That's the bottom line. After he went up and took the land for the Lord, he cast out the enemy, bound the spirits, did the whole nine yards. The person that was in control of that country got saved. Born again. Okay. So for Christians to come against doing what we're that song, go up to the high places and tear the devil's kingdom down. We are supposed to do that. That is, we're commissioned to do that.
We're supposed to do that.
I can't even imagine if people are coming against you in that measure, their religious spirits. Amen. I don't care. I've seen it over and over. It's worse to deal. I would rather deal with just about anything than a religious spirit. They are so nasty.
Amen. Amen. Come on in, Randy.
Coach, this is good. This is waking us up and it's making us stronger. This is good. But Coach, look at this. Men and women that are filled with the Spirit, wherever they go, demons manifest. I can show you all through history, Coach. The men of God, when they would go into places, they would manifest. The people would be under conviction. And this is what happens. This is what Cindy just said. The man, you read about the scripture, the legion. As soon as he gets the demons are out of him, what's he do? He sees Jesus. Coach, we're pulling down strongholds where they can see Christ. They can finally see Christ. This fake church, for all these years, hasn't had enough of the Spirit in them to make anything manifest. No wonder people can't see Jesus.
Amen.
We are making it available for the people to see Christ. That's what God is doing right now. He's doing it in the government. He's unveiling all the fake people. He is doing this in the churches. He is unveiling all the fakeness, the fake people. Coach, we are part of something huge here. We'll just
Stay the course. Rachel, come on in, Rachel.
Hey, Coach, real quick, where it says the gates of hell will not prevail. Remember, a gate, that's to keep things out. So if hell's trying to keep things out, we're supposed to be attacking.
We are, man. It's an offensive word, isn't it? Gates of hell will not prevail. We're supposed to be storming the gates. Hey, folks, I got to show you a couple things here, okay? We're only got about 10 minutes left. This discussion. Stay in there, guys. I'll pull you in best that I can. Hey, look, I want you all to see what we're dealing with. Mike, the very last thing. Churches receive money. The very last thing. This is staggering, friends. staggering. Now I got to find where Mike is again.
I'm That's what I was just going to tell you, Coach. You just need to be quiet so we all can get our little $600.
Yeah. Well, watch this, brother. Where are you, Mike? Why are you not at the top of my screen so I can find? There you are. There you are. There you are. Look at this, folks, on the screen right now. Religious organizations receive $7.3 billion in those bailout loans. Churches, $7.3 billion went to mega churches. Are you reading this again? Huh? $7.3 billion went to mega churches. Well, who would those be? Scroll down a little bit. Mike, scroll down a little bit. These churches, huh? 10,000 Catholic churches, hundreds of thousands of Jewish groups received 88,411 paycheck protection bailouts. Going down there, you're going to see some of them. Joel Osteen, his group did. Oh, yeah. Pastor Robert Jefferson. Oh, yeah. Paula White. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, is it any wonder why we look like such fools to the world? Multiple mega churches with more than 10,000 members were approved, including Jefferson's Church, which hosted Mike Pence. 13,000 members, Southern Baptist mega church received 2 million, then 5 million. Willow Creek got 3.25 million. Roman Catholic Diocese, San Bernardino, California received 5 million and 10 million. Joyce Meyer got, how much did she get? 5 to 10 million. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness.
Yep, I guess this is why they want you to be quiet.
Uh-huh. Money changers, the money changers, right, folks? Oh, my goodness. Are we in the middle of something or what?
Hey, Coach, where's
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. See, I didn't hear you.
Can you put that in the chat?
Can I put it in the chat? Yeah, somebody do that for me. Mike will do it. Put it in the chat. It's amazing. City of Destiny received 150 and then 300 for paycheck protection, right? Churches and evangelical leaders tied to Trump amassed at least $17.3 million in rescue packages. The churches complied. The churches closed their doors, and then they got government money for having done it. Who are they bowing to? These loud mouths. Some makes me want to barf. Okay.
Gives a collection plate a whole new term.
It does. No wonder they stayed closed, huh? No wonder.
Right, right. Plus, everybody, you didn't have to deal with the everything else.
They're businesses, Coach.
What's that, Randy?
They're businesses. They're not churches anymore. They're businesses. They're corporations.
I wonder what Dietrich Bonhoeffer would have to say in this day, Coach.
Yeah, they're going to push back against the government. Go ahead, Silver. Hey, Mike, last thing, get it ready for me, Mike. Can you hear me running? Get that ready for me. It's the second thing. Go ahead, Silver.
Well, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I would.
Okay, well, your hand's up there, bud. That's why I looked at it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was earlier. But because of this reminds me of the church that we went to that we left because of this very issue.
Amen.
Okay, they are corporations. They want to do what they want to do, whether it's right or wrong. It doesn't matter. I mean, you get the attention of the pastor for about 5 minutes when you hand them a check for $3,000.
Yeah,
you know, and a pat on the back. Thank you.
Well, no, Hey, Joseph, no wonder they didn't open. Why were they worried about opening? They don't need to open that. Hey, Mike, go to about the 1 minute and 30 second mark on this, I think. Rather, first part of it's just an introduction. Right about, go back. Folks, I want you, Donald Trump, they made a video of Donald Trump, a new video of Trump. Go back to where the words are off the screen, Mike. It's about the 1 minute mark, maybe. Okay, right there is good. And they may use this video. And I thought, there's something about this video struck me. It's good. But is this? You just listen, then I'll get your reaction. It was Mike and the Mechanics, Silent Running. It's an old song. Take this one in for a second. Hey, by the way, YouTube's going to ban us probably for using it. So you'll find this at CoachDaveLive.com. Go ahead, Mike.
Bye.
Listen to this. Mike, can you scroll back there to what, where it says about the children? It's just, this is the Holy Spirit calling you folks. Is it the Holy Spirit he's talking about? Look at right there. It is, Mike. Freeze it. Teach the children quietly, for someday sons and daughters. Go to the next one, Mike. Will rise up and fight while we stood still. We leave this battle to our kids. Is that what it is? And is what he's talking about here, is it a good thing? Are our kids going to rise up? Are our kids going to rise up and fight for what we taught them? Or are they going to rise up and fight for what the government taught them? For what the schools taught them? For what the Antichrist system taught them? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear him? Can you hear the Holy Spirit, folks? At this time and this place where we find ourselves, can we hear him? Listen. We're going to Washington, D.C., January 6th. More information about it tomorrow. You can sign up now. It's on the website. You can get signed up now. I talked to Randy. Others are thinking about from their own towns, filling up van loads and taking them there. We want to all congregate at the same place in D.C. Get registered. Get on there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me? Can you hear me calling you? God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.